What did you go on to do after the Red? You said you were at Red Lab until it closed up in 45.
Well, I went to Macro Laboratories. Mm-hmm. They were starting from the war effort with the pulse tubes for the SCR-584. They had got into radio transmitter tubes. Macro Laboratories built the first transmitter tubes for GE's FM stations. That was channels 2 to 13, I guess, at this point in time. Those tubes came out of a design at Bell Labs. And I also got involved with Los Alamos and Q Clearance on tubes for altimeters to be used with the atom bombs. Mm-hmm. You drop an atom bomb, you want it to explode 200 feet off the ground, 500 feet off the ground, or what have you. Mm-hmm. So altimeters, radar altimeters using those IO tubes, which Macklin made. And we went on and built various, some of the other power transmitting tubes. A lot of the effort was in the industrial area for RF heating, curing plastics, melting iron. We built power tubes. They'd take a sheet of steel with some rollers. They would gradually bend it up like this and bring it together. And we'd weld a seam down in the two halves and turn the sheet of steel into a tube. So that took a lot of high power. This was pretty high frequencies, 13 megacycles. Usually the frequency was where it wouldn't bother the broadcast or the police or something else. And usually below 27 megacycles, I guess, which is what we can microwave. Pretty high compared to normal AM broadcast. But we built a lot of tubes for FM, and this, I guess it was around 1952. Bell Labs was impressed with Macklin's coming up with some innovations in this area, and they faced a problem. They were making and selling radio transmitters to Tom, Dick, or Harry, but it was a losing business. They lost money on it. I don't know how much now, a lot, but they weren't making the profits that they were making on the telephone business.